Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to our bonus series, Total Recall. If you want more of the Roll For It universe, you need to find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/2nerds1pup, the official site where you can watch Season 4 of Roll For It live starting August 2nd at 7 p.m. It's so soon, so join us over there and enjoy the last episode of Total Recall. Welcome to Roll For It, the bonus series special edition with the season 2 cast.
Woo! Yeah.
Woohoo!
Hey.
Who are you people? What are we doing here?
I'm Colleen and I play Gram. She's a total cleric of the goddess Eldaith and she's in heaven and heaven. about to fight a dragon. How does that work?
I'm Andrew and I play Eric, a Githrai monk, and I'm also in heaven but not for the likes because I'm dead.
Not for the right reasons.
Because I was summoned there. But yeah.
I'm Kendall. I play Zula, a half-orc fighter. I'm currently not in heaven. Instead, I'm in a cosmic astral plane. So
that's a better way to say it. I like that.
Hell yeah.
We left off. Suddenly there's like a big shadow cast over you. And you look up and you see that at the top of this ridge is a gigantic dragon.
Wow. Can I see light out of this portal?
You can't see right now. It's not your turn right now.
I'm dead.
Oh, no.
This dragon, he looks kind of like this shiny, reddish, green, metallic shine to him.
Mm.
It is a copper dragon.
How big is he?
Oh, he's a big boy.
Big enough.
Biggest as they get us.
And the dragon is looking down at the two of you. What are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
I'm just watching. Is she dead?
I don't know. Do you know?
She's not in a great place. Is she? She's mortal, right?
Yes.
Yes. Can you save her?
I mean, like, I could.
What are you doing here?
I'm just watching things
happen.
You
live here? Did you bring that young man who stole the pearl up here?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean,
you kind of sound like him.
Yeah, that's I'm the dude.
No way.
Anyway, your friend though, do you like care?
You seem to all of a sudden care.
Like
you're the one that
just
blew her up with the fireball.
I didn't expect her to dive off of the cliff.
Well, neither did I, but she's very good at falling. Now why are you turning off all these streams?
Is your friend okay?
Listen. Alright, let's take a moment. We're all gonna hold hands while I pray.
Meanwhile, down through the portal.
Oh.
Zula, you're looking up. You see, like, the glimmering portal way off in the distance that you came through. Go ahead and make an arcana check.
I don't think I got anything. Man.
10.
10. This is some space shit.
I love it.
The one thing that you realize is you're not actually being affected by gravity. Once you start to think about where you are, you stop falling.
Nice.
Can she breathe?
Can I breathe?
You realize that you're not breathing, but also that you don't care to be.
That sounds really peaceful in here, but I'm gonna get out.
When you're concentrating really hard about what you want to do, you can actually move.
Ooh.
With your mind.
Nice. Ooh. I'm gonna try to get towards the portal opening. Close my eyes.
Okay.
Clench my butt cheeks.
Uh-huh.
And go.
Don't shit yourself, man.
All right. Roll a d20. Make an intelligence check. Roll a d20.
I don't think I got that right. An 8.
Oh. 8. You look up and you realize you've gone about 8 feet upwards.
Yeah.
You got something like 90 to go, but you're getting the hang of it.
Why are you being rude to Elde?
She's been rude to me for a long time.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
This is what happens with dragons. They get big and mighty, and they go to different planes of existence and just do whatever they want because no one can stop them.
Shame. Shame.
Honestly, I wish that were the case, but Eldaith is pretty strong, too. Kind of took an elaborate scheme to take her out for a little while.
Why would you do that?
Justice.
Whoa.
Why did you just change your voice like that?
I just thought it was funny. I saw it in a movie one time.
What's a movie?
It's not for mortals.
I saw it in a looking glass.
All right, let's hear the story. What happened?
Well, so this guy, his parents were killed in this alleyway when he was a baby.
No,
and he eventually...
your story with Eldaith, not whatever this movie is. You took out Eldaith? Why? It's not very nice to take out gods.
Yeah, I know. Believe me. But here's the deal. You guys have had, hopefully, a good couple of days. You know, you got to do your slam dunks. I think your friend might be dead or whatever. So why don't we just send you home, you go hang out with the other Eyes of Eldaith, and I'll just take care of business for a couple of decades up here.
Taking care of business? Destroying nature on other planes?
Nature's pretty strong. I think we've seen that nature does its own thing for the most part. Just let it be.
Part. We've got to protect it, though, from the people that want to destroy it. Like you!
All right.
All right?
All right. And he
stop it with your voice.
Swoops down.
Yeah.
Oh, he's swooping. Look at him swoop.
In all of his gargantuan glory.
Whatever, he's big as shit.
He's big as shit, and he swoops around to sort of trap the two of you between him and the cliff. He says, if you jump off, I'll come and get you in 10 years.
I'm not going anywhere. This is my land, this is my afterlife, and you're a bully.
Then let's dance.
Prepare to die.
Initiative.
Meanwhile.
This dragon who towers over the two of you is going to say, I hope you had your fun because your luck is about to run out.
Fuck.
Feast your eyes on the god of misfortune.
He's calling himself a god now. This is what happens when you let dragons
I literally am a god. Let's make it a little interesting because I don't want it to be just like a I breathe acid on you and then you guys disintegrate.
Oh, shit. All right.
Because that's not fun for anybody. What's your name? Dude?
Erak. Dude.
Erak. I think that you'll survive and just pop back up, you know, on the ground. So my bad if you die.
This guy's just very nonchalant about everything. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, you guys are really small. And also, like, metaphorically.
Well, you never read David and Goliath, so.
Here, take this. And he pulls out a little stone from one of his dragon pockets. One of you roll this. It's a D100. It'll come up with a number, and then I'll just fight you as that thing.
Do we have a choice?
You can fight me as this or as what you roll.
I would roll it.
Let's go.
I guess 32?
32 it is.
Stinky cow. Come on.
Stench cow,
making a comeback.
You ready for the heat? The dragon transforms into a salamander.
Hey.
It's just a salamander. It's fine.
It's like a fire snakey guy with a big trident that's glowing red hot.
Is that even better? I don't know. It's just like the wings came off and the legs.
Yeah, and he's a lot smaller.
Oh, okay.
So he's bigger than the two of you combined, but he's not
as big
enormous.
As that. He's not gargantuan.
Correct. Okay.
You're very fancy.
And he is going to go first because he rolled higher in initiative. First, he's going to stab with his trident at Erak. I rolled an 18.
Oh, fuck. 17.
His spear pierces your chest, and you feel the heat burn into your skin. 17 piercing damage, 9 fire damage.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's some heavy stuff.
Give me some healing word over here, please.
And then its tail is going to stretch out and try to wrap up Gram-Gram, and its tail is blistering hot as well, coated in flames. 13 to hit.
Nope.
You chest bump it out of the way, basically, and the tail can't get all the way around you. Now it's sort of in between the two of you.
Man, I feel like whatever I do,
I got you.
kind of want to take my commas and try to slice through that.
All right, so you run up and attack.
Ooh, one was a nat 20. The other one was a 19.
Damn, nat 20 business. 25 damage. So you pierce it with two commas right in the guy's neck. As you do, the flames of this thing's body lick at your arms and your chest and your face. And you actually take 9 fire damage just from your proximity. And he says, ooh, burn. And he just winks at you.
And he just winks at me?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, even more insulting. Okay.
Graham, you're up.
I am going to cast on Arak.
Cast it on me.
4th level healing word.
So, Arak, your wounds start to close over as this healing word passes over you. You've been stabbed, you've been punched, you've been stabbed with a hot spear.
Yes.
You get 24.
Nice.
Love
and,
you.
And as my action, I'm going to use my last 5th level spell slot.
Okay.
Guiding Bolt this bitch.
The tried and true.
That's 20.
All right, you're going to hit him. Roll your damage.
Radiant damage. 22.
As you strike him with this Guiding Bolt, he lights up. Oh, boy. And he just shrinks down into the tiny little stone thing with the 100 faces.
What?
Shrinks back down into the size of a die. 100-sided die.
Oh, God.
And it rolls over towards Graham's feet. Zula, can you roll a d20 to see if you can levitate your way through this portal?
Yes.
Get back into the game.
Okay, I'm getting closer. I need at least 2 elevens.
2 elevens. Once you reach to the top, then what's going to happen?
I'll like, climb out.
What are you going to climb?
The wall with my axes. Gah!
Gah! Gah! All right. Let's see what happens. The D100 sits at your feet, Graham.
Let me guess. I've got to roll it now.
Roll for it.
It opens up and is talking like a little Pac-Man. Good job on that salamander. You guys killed it.
Can we just stomp this dice out?
Let's just roll this so we can get it over with.
I agree.
76. So it transforms right in front of you, Graham. Ends up being about 6 feet tall. And humanoid-shaped tentacles coming down its back from its head.
Predator?
As its face forms from the transformation, its mouth opens sideways, revealing all these teeth.
That's a predator version.
And it says, wow, creepy. And it transforms into a deep scion.
Ooh. It is the thing from the upside down, kind of.
Well-dressed, though.
Yeah.
And then it says, plug your ears. It tilts its head up and screams. I need constitution saves from both of you.
There we go.
6.
That's a 9.
All right, both of you are going to fail this constitution saving throw.
Hey, failure team.
The screech stuns the both of you. And then to follow up, as you're just frozen there, it's going to pull out a nice old battle axe and swing it at Graham with advantage. 18 to hit.
Oh, yes.
Good old fashioned battle axe to the chest. Oh, and I roll a 1. So
nice.
5 slashing damage.
Ooh, ouch. You dinged my shell. Very rude.
Arak, you are up.
Yeah, so it's a humanoid form, so I'm going to slide through its legs.
I just want to check what stunned means, because you're still stunned.
Oh, I'm stunning.
Might have to roll for something.
I look great.
Stunned creature is incapacitated, can't move, and can speak only falteringly.
Oh.
For a turn, right?
So what do you guys want to stutter out while you're chilling?
Fuck you!
Bad language!
My ears are blown out.
Zula, go ahead and make another roll to see how you advance through the astral plane.
Why did you have to go down there with yourself?
Why not? Oh, yeah!
I made it.
Suddenly, you've gotten the hang of it, and you're looking up, and you're Iron Man projecting yourself through space with your mind. And then you hop up through this portal and you grab on to the rock ledge 60 feet below these people.
I made a mistake.
And the deep scion looks over the edge and goes, your friends are stunned right now. Oh. And he walks up to you, Arak, and he's like, do you want to go help her? You can speak falteringly. Oh.
Yes.
Cool. And then he takes you and he tosses you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And he tosses you over the ledge.
Oh my god. Oh.
Zula, you're going to have an opportunity here to catch Arok before he falls through the portal.
Zula!
Ooh, 19 plus 5.
Oh.
Damn! So 24.
So Arok, you hit into the side of the cliff a little bit on your way down. Zula, you're watching and you hold out an arm.
I catch him.
You catch him around the side. You slide down the cliff a couple of feet. Basically, you took a heavy punch to the stomach, Arok, for 14 bludgeoning damage. But Zula, you caught him.
I did it.
And now you've got a dude over your shoulder and you're climbing your way up to save the rest of the day.
What a beast.
It was all that. I had like a really great meditation moment in there. You know?
Yeah.
Focus.
I was super focused.
Did you have a lot of time to think about how you're going to kill this motherfucker?
What motherfucker?
That's true.
Oh, you'll find out soon enough. How'd you think I got down here?
The deep scion, he's now up there with Graham alone and he says, I kind of like the faltered speaking thing. It really gives me time to just say my piece. You know what I mean? You don't. If you send your friends home, then we don't have to roll the dice on whether or not they actually wake up if I kill them here. Just let it be. You can speak falteringly. You can say like, yeah, or nah.
She does not want to speak to you.
All right. Well, there's always the axe. And then he swings a battle axe at you.
Nope.
It just digs into your armor. And he's like, man, that's a good trick. Like the whole having a shell thing. It's nice. Arok, you're up.
I scale the cliff up using dash, position myself behind the creature.
And you can still just run up walls at this point.
Yeah.
Poor Zula's down here just saving your life. And then...
How strong are you? Can you carry me?
Come with me, Zula. Let's go.
And I just like grab her hand.
Okay.
And take her with me. And she's just like dangling as I'm like vertical. And she's like holding on to me like, I can't believe this is going on.
Is that what happens?
And I take her with me up top. Yeah.
Let's have you guys make an athletics check together as you team climb.
Ooh.
17.
19 plus 9.
Damn.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay,
ooh,
so possible. You two, through perfect teamwork, you managed to synchronize your climbing. Together, you guys do reach the top on the other side of the cliff.
Nice.
The deep scion looks back over at the two of you and is like, how did
you... And before he gets to finish that, frying pan smacks him from behind. Bing! Boom!
Both strikes ring out, and on the second one, he spins around and transforms back into a gigantic dragon. In this transformation, make a dexterity check as you try to remain on the cliff just from him expanding outwards.
So, 3.
Ooh, Graham, you are forced to lose your balance off of the cliff, and as he finishes his transformation into a dragon, and you start to fall, he lowers down a claw and catches you in one of his hands.
Why?
I need somebody to tell Eldaith what the deal is.
Okay.
I've always been okay to make a deal, and it's your people... We're always just, let's protect the trees. Let's make sure that all the froggies have happy little lily pads in the whole world and not worry about what I want to do, because that doesn't matter.
Sounds pretty selfish, actually.
Right? That's what I told her.
You sound pretty selfish.
You don't even know...
Can you put me on the ground first?
We're all in earshot of this, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And he backs up over to the ledge and he sets her down. And he's now towering over the three of you. Eldaith is my sister.
What?
Yeah. What a bitch. Half of all of this is mine. Just by the whole god rights and stuff.
So you're jealous.
I'm not jealous.
I want what I'm supposed to be granted. The world needs both of us. Anytime that I try and get a little piece of that influence over the world, she'll lock me out because her cause is more noble than mine.
What's your cause?
What's your cause?
My cause is to tell everybody to lighten up.
I don't know if you can do that by taking away water in this realm and then having people suffer.
Yeah, you're telling people to lighten up by physical force?
It seems a little...
But this isn't the real world, though.
It's real enough to Graham. I mean, it's real enough to us who have been brought here, right? And the beings that are here.
All I'm doing is taking Eldaith out so I can do my thing. Otherwise, she'll just kick me all the way out again. I've talked to her before about this, and she has used her power to remove all of mine.
Yeah, but if you take Eldaith out, then all the other animals and wildlife...
She'll be back in, like, a little bit. Like, an undetermined god-like amount of time. Yeah.
Give me an example of you doing your thing.
You ever have, like, the worst day ever?
Yeah, today.
Like, you slip on a banana peel, for example, and you spill over everything that you owned, and it gets mud on it, and it gets all wet, just for example.
Sounds so awful.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Trying to follow along with this...
Are you that banana peel?
I'm that banana peel. But listen, here's the thing. A week later, you tell your friends about that banana peel story, and they're just cracking up, and you're fine. You didn't die from the banana peel falling down and your stuff going in the mud. Look at Arok here. Arok seems like he's had the sense of humor beaten out of him since he was 5 years old. That's no way to live. Arok, did you have a good time on this little trip here?
I definitely had moments of good times.
Like when you slam dunked the thing.
Sure. And just being around my friends, doing things for the greater good.
And he wouldn't have got to do that if I wouldn't have put a little bit of an upside down twist on the world that you guys are so protective of over at Eldaith camp. Eldaith wants everything to be perfect, and there's no life that's perfect, and there's no experience, there's no memory with perfection. The things that we remember are the things that challenged us and made us laugh and made us feel ridiculous for a little while.
It was pretty fun being a raft down that river.
It definitely was.
Now you have the opportunity to go and say, hey, Eldaith, give one of these sources over to your brother Coridon, and we can all live happily ever after. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Now that I know he's not just a showboating dragon like the rest of them, I'm taking him into consideration. Do you have a particular source in mind?
Not really. They all serve the purpose fine. Like, what's your least favorite? I'll just take that one.
Well, don't think you'd be good with friendship or peace. It might help with reflection with people looking back on things that have happened to them and how they react.
Sure, whatever metaphor you want to attach to it, it's fine.
Do you want me to reason with her or not?
I like what Graham said. If we were to talk to Eldaith for you, the Ridge of Reflection is something that would be good.
Works for me.
But we get to watch you, the eyes of Eldaith. And if you go too far out of line...
Out of line is different for Eldaith than it is for me.
Compromise.
What are your limitations then?
Yes. No killing.
I didn't kill anybody. I mean, like, I'm a god. I could have killed people and it would have been fine. Like, people forgive gods for killing people.
I like that you're not cool with that.
Although you seem quite fine with killing us.
But he hasn't. I mean, you almost killed yourself. You're so like, good job.
I mean, he didn't come in and save me.
And you threw Arok off. That wasn't nice. Were you going to save Arok? When you tossed him off?
Oh, I mean, he was just going to go into the astral plane, right?
I don't know.
No big deal, right? Just float in the astral plane, no big deal.
Now you guys can tell the story at a tavern about how you fell 60 feet and were caught in one arm by Zula here.
I see your need. It's silly, but silly can be good too.
It is silly.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is...
I just want to walk up to him. Like, how close is his belly to the ground?
You'd have to go under his big head to get to it.
Yeah, I'm going there. I'm just walking, trusting him. And I tickle him. I'm just tickling him.
He immediately begins cracking up and stumbles backwards
into the pit
and cracks onto the piece of the cliff that juts out over the gap, and it just breaks down. And actually it's going to plug up the portal hole at the bottom of the canyon.
The rubble of the path clogs up the portal.
Yeah, Coridon beats his wings and he catches himself as the stone just cracks into the ground and plugs up this portal. The water level starts to rise from this waterfall.
Can you imagine if I was still in there?
It's nice knowing you, Zula.
It flows basically through the cliff wall and back behind where you guys are at. You turn back towards the downslope to see that the stream picks back up and heads straight back towards the source.
Nice.
Coridon lands up at the edge of the cliff. Graham, you're like a funny type of person.
Well, I'm... She like does a fake hair flip, kind of. I don't know.
So you get it.
I do.
I feel like little Lula also might need a little fun in her life. She can't be all squats and push-ups. Mm-hmm.
I can ruin some days for her. I can ruin some days for her.
Don't let her work her out like some fitness thing. I've never done a crunch in my life. I can't. You see the show.
And I understand that now. She needs, you know, fun, I guess.
You know what? After fighting myself, I could probably let loose a little bit. Because as bothered as I was fighting other Eric, it was a reflection of myself.
I thought it was kind of funny. That's like... No offense or anything.
It wasn't humorous at the time, but now I could see in hindsight. I shouldn't be so pissed off all the time.
Yeah, get that stick out of your ass.
Excuse me.
Hey, he's in charge right now, not Elday. Right. So
I don't want to hear it.
Don't take anything too seriously, guys. It's all part of the game of life.
I feel like I'm going to hear this when I actually die.
Props, honestly.
Well, I'm already dead. I think it's time for me to go and pray.
Now she's got her three streams, so Eldaith will be popping up in like 5 minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem, Graham. If Eldaith comes at me again, there's going to be a big old fight. I don't want to like make you guys feel small, but I took it easy on you a little bit just now.
What? Really?
Just a tidbit.
I had no idea. We've got to figure this out, don't we?
Can there be a compromise?
Have you ever ruled together before?
We've tried it now and again. But you know, if I've got like a representative, maybe I can keep things going a little longer this time around.
All right, buddy. We're going back to the source. And you're taking me there because I've never ridden a dragon before. We're going flying.
You guys want dragon tails it there?
I want a dragon tails it. Dragon tail, dragon tail.
Everlasting story. I love it.
So she's seen movies.
What?
can you take us... back too, because I have no idea how we're getting back to our realm, so.
Yeah, guys, I'm really big. You can just hop on.
Yeah. Let's hitch a ride.
Sick. Sick.
A couple of hours later, you guys have reached the source. In full, magnificent glory, you see this waterfall flowing down from three different streams and colliding in the middle and landing into this pool of bright, bright light. This is, according to Eldaith's followers, the most beautiful waterfall in the universe. So it's kind of a big deal to see it all.
This is Eldaith.
Wow.
Hovering over that right now, looking into the water, is this gigantic copper dragon talking it out with Eldaith. You three stand nearby, and it seems like your mission is coming to an end. Zula and Eric, you guys are sitting at the edge of the pool of light. Graham and this gigantic dragon are both speaking into the pool, communicating with Eldaith, trying to make peace. And as you watch, Graham starts to make her way back over to you.
Well, I've said my piece.
Hopefully this works out for the best.
One might say, for the greater good.
For the greater good.
Would you all like to hold hands with me and pray?
Yes.
Absolutely.
When they close their eyes, I want to send them back. Let's say thank you to Eldaith for nature and goodness and friendship, and for our new friend, Coriander, for showing us how to be silly and not to take ourselves so serious, and life as well.
Coriden.
Yes.
Coriander.
Coriander's great dragon god that
So the two of you start to feel yourselves sink into the edge of the pool.
Wait. All of a sudden, are we going right now? Are we leaving?
Keep praying.
Wait.
This is it, Zula. No.
Wait, but we haven't had a chance to even catch up with Graham. I mean, can't you come with us?
She's always with us.
No, not like that. That's different. I mean, imagine.
What, like in baby form?
I just come and like hug her and I say, I'm always with you.
But see, I told you.
Didn't we have so much fun here?
Like, we had a lot of fun.
We could have so much fun again down there.
You've got work to do.
For season 6, we'll be back.
What's season 6?
My work is unfortunately done on Earth. Do I wish I had more time? Yes, but I can't go back.
If you're happy here, then I'm happy for you.
We'll miss you, Graham.
You've seen Eldaith and her wonderful ways. Pray to her. See what happens. Maybe I'll listen in.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to splash water in my face so she doesn't see the tears. You know?
Great.
Bye, Graham. I'll take care of little Lula for you.
Please.
You'll always be with us. I know that now.
I do the Terminator thumbs up.
Yeah.
You guys sink all the way down into the water.
Yes.
Graham, you watch. As soon as they sink beneath, they just turn into these white orbs of light that continue sinking until they are out of sight altogether. Zula, you wake up in the middle of the street, just outside a fresh strawberry shop, and you're just lying in the dirt. You smell the familiarity of the real world, I guess.
Nice.
And it's a beautiful morning. You hear, oh, you're back then.
Yeah, I just, you know, like guardian stuff. Like, yeah, just don't even worry about it. Have you seen little Lula?
She came in here crying a couple days ago, but she was all right. I mean, Auric came through. Your dad.
Yeah, thank God. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank Eldith.
I just had to give her, I gave her some toys.
Oh, thank
they
you.
They said they're camping off to the south somewhere that you would know where it was.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Let me pay you back for those toys.
No, it's fine. You flipped the sign over.
Do you have any strawberries? Does he have strawberries?
Eirach, you come to in the woods. Mm. There is a deer just sniffing at your face, a doe.
Oh, hey, little guy. You know, I killed one of your brethren the other day, but I'm sorry. It was only for the greater good.
And it just sprints in the other direction and runs away from you. You see a sign posted into the dirt, like 2 feet away from you, and it's like, you vanished. We'll be at camp. See you in a bit.
I love how calm he is about it.
We'll stay a week, then we'll see a priest.
And I just kind of get up and just kind of dust myself off a little bit. I start walking toward camp.
And baby Grulula, you see from two different directions on the road at the same time, Eirach and Zula appear to rejoin your little party.
Where you go? Just why you leave me?
I know, like, what do you even say?
Parenting's hard.
Apparently.
Lula, parenting is hard, and saving the world is just a little less harder than that.
You my mom and dad now?
Absolutely. Yes.
I have to do crunches soon.
Absolutely.
Only if
not.
You want to.
I didn't know turtles can't do that.
It's a shell.
I'm sorry, but I got you strawberries to say sorry.
It's okay, thank you, okay, bye.
I just grab one and run away.
stuffing a shopping.
I think she'll be fine.
You guys take your seats around the fire, and Oryx just like, interplanetary adventure, huh?
Yeah, that's one way to say it.
Yeah. Interplanetary adventure.
Wild. I remember my first one of those.
Yeah, we'll exchange stories soon. Yeah.
Please tell us. And then we all gather.
Yeah.
And then he starts.
You guys hear his story, obviously. Yeah. It's the more important of the two. Yeah. That's where we will end this bonus adventure of Roll For It.
Wow. Woo!
I hope you guys had a good time.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
For this Tortle Recall.
Yeah!
How are you guys' characters feeling after the events of these last few days?
I feel a lot more, I guess, centered, going through the Ridge of Reflection and fighting with myself. Kind of really made me reflect on the way that I was and helped me kind of have a more calm demeanor. I like it even in real life. You know? Like, as far as the lesson, it's like, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Great.
Zula definitely has a better bearing on how to take care of little Lula. Like, I think she took the time she had with Gram for granted and was just like, oh, now I have like this annoying little kid with me.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed that one conversation to be like, oh, I'm doing everything wrong.
How about you, old Gram?
Old Gram was really refueled to be around her buddies and to be silly, and it really made her miss her time with Grocky.
Well, don't you still... Did you ever give the friendship to these guys? The mortal people?
Nope. She definitely still has it. We didn't use it. Is that what... Like, what were the rules of that?
So the ship attaches itself to, like, an NPC.
Uh-huh.
You can send it away, and it will... kind of kidnap them and bring them back to wherever you are.
Oh my.
For a minute.
Okay.
One minute in heaven.
Yay!
All right, folks. Thank you all so much for listening to Roll For It, the bonus episode featuring the season 2 cast. Woo.
Thank you guys for listening. I had a great time.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollforitpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollforitpod. See you there.